Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Am I the only one that felt like this? And I'm not even saying that they made a mistake. I'm not saying that they should have drafted this player instead of this player. Just, I'm simply watching the game yesterday and I'm thinking, man, I really wanted Cam Scataboo. Like, if there is a player, like, I could just go back in time and say, man, you know what? I wish the Chiefs had drafted that player. I felt like Cam Scataboo was that player. Like, if you watch college football last year, if you're a college football fan, and you watched what he did at Arizona State, and you watched what he did in the college football playoff against Texas, he just looked like a player that was going to do basically what he's done so far in his NFL career. It looks like a running back that they already have. That's how Isaiah Pacheco used to look in this offense. You could give it to him out of the backfield. You could throw it to him on a toss. You could throw it to him on a screen play. Big, fast, physical runner. Like, a lot of the things that we loved about Isaiah Pacheco 2 years ago, man, that's who Cam Scataboo is today. We don't got to go through the whole draft and, man, maybe they shouldn't have taken this player and taken that player. But I do think if you were one of the people like me and where you were kind of banging the drum for, man, I want the Chiefs to take a running back. Man, one of the ones that made the most sense, that felt like an ideal fit for this offense, was Cam Scataboo. So I am kind of looking over to the other side and I'm thinking, man, what if the Chiefs had gotten him? That guy, for where he was drafted in the fourth round, so the amount of money you're paying him, the amount of juice that it looks like is have, his versatility to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield, that guy looks like a fine to me. Now, I don't know if the Giants are going to do anything with it because they got way more problems than that, but that's a guy that I'm surprised that the league didn't maybe value a little bit more and see what I think a lot of us also saw. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's 40 time. I don't know what it is. But I'm telling you, if you saw that guy play at Arizona State, you know he can just play football. He's just a really, really productive, proven player. He can run by you. He can run over you. He can catch the football. He just does a lot of the little things right. Going back, I really wish the Chiefs had got Cam Scataboo when they had the opportunity.
I mean, me and you both loved Cam Scataboo last year. Like, I watched him will a team to a Big 12 title all by himself. Like, I would love Cam Scataboo on this team. I feel like, and this is me playing the, you know, look how right we were about the draft card, but that's fine. I feel like the Chiefs are going to play like five or six guys this year where me and you are going to walk away and say, hey, remember when we wanted to draft that guy and now he's on another team and Breshard Smith is the only running back they brought in the draft? Like, Cam Scataboo's that guy. In a few weeks, they take on the Jags. The Jags drafted Tootin. Tootin has looked better than any of the running backs on the Chiefs. They're going to play against the kid from the Commanders from Arizona. Now, we weren't banging on the drum for him, but, you know, he's a guy who got drafted ahead of Breshard Smith, who looks like he's better than Breshard Smith. Like, there's going to be time after time this year where I feel like me and you, maybe even when the Chiefs play the Colts, which now looks like an important game, DJ Giddens, I feel like we're going to be having this conversation more than once this year. We're going to go, huh, that rookie running back, he looked good in a Chiefs jersey. Scatabu might be the ultimate one because he probably should have been a Heisman finalist last year, and he was the only thing that got the MetLife crowd bumping last night other than three random snaps from Jackson Dart. But yeah, I would have loved Cam Scatabu as a Chief.
Yeah, and this is the text here, 913-586-7965. CDOT, one thing with Scatabu is the way that he runs. He has a very short shelf life, too many hits to the body and the head. Therese used to always say this, so draft another one. Like, I know it sounds harsh, just draft another one. I mean, it would appear that's the same thing that happened to a player that's on the Chiefs. I mean, I don't want to kick dirt on the man, but it seems to me like Isaiah Pacheco had a 2-year shelf life. It just, he doesn't look the same to me anymore. So when we started to notice that with Isaiah Pacheco, start the process over. You don't have anything invested in the player. Nothing. Especially with where you selected him, we're not talking about it would have taken a first-round pick. It took a fourth-round pick to go get Cam Scatabu. There will be another one that appears in college football. That's the beauty of the draft. So I'm with you. Maybe Cam Scatabu doesn't have a 8-year, 9-year, 10-year career in the National Football League. Maybe it's really good for 3 seasons. Well, by that time, his rookie contract's about to end, and you start the process all over again, and you keep it moving. That's what I'm saying is when you watch Cam last year, it just, he felt like the perfect fit. There's some players that are unrealistic to think about how you could have added them in your offense, right? I don't think that Cam's that unrealistic. He's kind of one of those guys that you kind of knew. Man, that guy's going to be a good NFL player. That guy's going to be a good pro. That guy does a lot of the things that you think that modern running backs can do in the National Football League. Now we'll get a chance to see it. He is going to be the Giants' number one running back. They just lost Tyrone Tracy. Looks like he's going to miss an extended amount of time. I didn't see if it was season ending or he's going to miss. Cam Scatabu is going to be a team's number one running back in the National Football League. I really wish the Chiefs had got him. And I think if you're looking for an explosive young player that could have helped kind of change the fabric of this team, I think throwing him into the mix, he just would have been a big help right now while the Chiefs are trying to get back healthy and trying to get their offense back up to full strength.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.